Okay.
Trunk.
Right. And more than one root would be?
A root system you're thinking
just
of?
Just the plural of root.
Spread roots.
Yeah.
The pine tree has a tap root, which is its main root.
Okay.
That goes down with few feeder roots.
Mm-hmm.
Where your oak tree will have its feeder roots, and pecans, other trees with the feeder roots. And the actual feeding ground is just beyond the outer range of the tree limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And very fine hair roots that you wouldn't think of.
Okay.
The introduction of the Brazilian oaks and the Australian pines brought in a new breed of trees with very long feeder roots. They will send roots under streets and come up on the other side with volunteer trees. And they're very hard to get rid of when they once get started in an area.
Okay, the kind of tree that you might tap for syrup is called...
Maple. A sugar maple or a maple.
Have you ever heard any other terms maybe used for the sugar
no,
maple?
No, because we didn't have that type of tree here.
Okay.
But I was amazed at the quantity of sap that had to be gathered to make just 1 pound of maple sugar or 1 gallon of maple syrup. It was amazing because what we processed here was sugar cane for syrup.
Right.
And it didn't take nearly the quantity of sugar cane juice to make your syrup or your molasses. There was very little sugar made in this country. What was brown sugar, not refined. We didn't have the refinery facilities. So, I have been in the old-fashioned way of boiling sap, as they called it, to make syrup. The sugarcane juice was ground on the spot, and this juice was fed into a cooking vat, a flat tank that had possibly 4 separations. And as it slowly simmered and boiled and thickened, it was pushed from one section to the other section, and the final outcome was your syrup, which was bottled. And several farms in an area would have but one cooking vat, and all the farmers would haul their cane to that grinding. And once started, it was continued. They would work day and night until they cooked up all the syrup they had. They didn't want their fires to go out.
Okay, what about, what would you call, not trees, they're not trees, but they're small and they've got a lot of thin branches and leaves. You'd call them...
You stumped me on that one.
Okay, bad description.
No.
Let's see, how else can I describe this?
It's a bush of some kind.
That's it. That's it, that's what I want. Okay. A shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall and which is poison to some people, called something.
Not blackjack oak. Do we have that here?
I don't know. I'm not familiar. I don't really know if this what I'm thinking of is here. All right, let me just go on to something else then.
If you've got the name, maybe I've got a different name for it.
Okay. See, I'm not even sure how to pronounce this, so that's why I was skipping it. But a sumac?
Sumac?
Sumac.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge, no. We don't have that here.
Okay.
Now, if you said tamarack or hemlock, we still don't have that here either.
That's great. I wouldn't have said it, but I'm sure glad that you did. How about a kind of a bush that gives you a rash when you